You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
We're getting down with the renowned sound that's all around. Rhythm and blues you can use from the top of your head to the soles on your worn-out walking shoes. I'm your furry leader, Matt the Cat, where it's at, doing the do just for you and bringing you a solid hour of 1950s rhythm and blues. Like we do every week on the Juke in the Back, it's time to settle in, baby, as we present part 9 of our Imperial Records story, focusing on the great rhythm and blues records released by that little label out of Los Angeles. And since part 1, a name that comes up every week several times is, of course, Antoine Fats Domino. He dominated the hit-making on the label. But would Fats have been Fats without Dave Bartholomew and his band backing him up? Dave, being a band leader, talent scout, and producer out of New Orleans, certainly helped shape that rhythm and blues sound that Imperial became so known for. This week in part 9, we're finishing up the year 1956. Last week we focused on the first half of 56, and this week we're gonna close it down. Now in 1955, we talked about how Fats Domino had his first crossover record, Ain't It a Shame, which went to number 10 on the pop chart, and that was really big. That meant a lot more record sales. That also meant opening him up to a white audience. And since then, several of his records have crossed over. But here, at the tail end of 1956, Fats is going to score the biggest record of his entire career, Blueberry Hill. And that's coming up a little later in the program. Last week, we played the first Imperial single from the great Johnny Fuller. He was a West Coast-based guitarist and singer who grew up in California and originally started singing gospel music. Then he had a couple singles for LA-based labels like John Dolphin's Cash, the Bahari Brothers' Flair, the Messner Brothers' Aladdin, and then he landed on Lou Chud's Imperial Records. Last week we played his song Sister Jenny, and this week we're gonna hear his next single, Don't Slam That Door. He had 7 singles total for the Imperial label. This one was recorded in January of 56 down in New Orleans with Dave Bartholomew's band. So even though he was a West Coast cat, Lou Chud sent him down to New Orleans to work with Dave. He would record for Imperial on and off until 1962, stopping in at Specialty Records in 59 to record the original version of Haunted House, which became a hit in the early 60s for Jumpin' Gene Simmons. But here we are in 1956, kicking off part 9 of the Imperial record story with Imperial number 5395. Here's Johnny Fuller with Don't Slam That Door.
Nowhere, making tracks here and there. cry, please tell me why. I want you, girl, by my side. I want you, girl, by my side.
When my dream boat comes home, and my dream no more will roam, I will meet you and I'll greet you. When my dream boat comes home, moonlit water will sing of the tender love you bring. Sweetheart, yes, forever. Will my dream boat come home?
The classic old tune from 1936, written by Dave Franklin and Cliff Friend. It was originally done by Guy Lombardo, but Fats Domino makes it his own and makes it a hit record all over again. Recorded with Bartholomew's Band on May 25th, 1956, down in the Crescent City, we have Fats on piano with Bartholomew on trumpet, Lee Allen and Herb Hardesty on tenors, Justin Adams and Ernest McLean on guitars, Frank Fields on bass, and Charles Hungry Williams on the tubs. In August, it hit number 2 on the R&B chart and crossed over to number 14 pop. So as you can see, Fats Domino was not having trouble crossing over, and that meant a lot more sales for label owner Lou Chutt, who, remember, did not put his name as songwriter on these records, so he wasn't taking a cut of the publishing off the top. It's also been said that Lou Chudd was paying a few pennies more per record to his artists than other labels of the day. However, I couldn't find a source to back up that anecdote. Speaking of songwriting, Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew wrote the flip side to Dream Boat, called So Long. It had been recorded earlier, on November 30th of 55, but it was a successful B-side, going to number 5 R&B and crossing over to number 44 pop. So let's have two back-to-back from the Fat Man. Here's Fats Domino with So Long!
So long, don't know where I'm going, but so long, you know you've done me wrong. So long, because I know I'm all gone. Goodbye, please tell me why. Goodbye. You always make me cry. Oh, why? Why you never satisfied?
I'm all packed up and on my way. So long. You need me some more sunny day. So long. This time I'm going to stay.
The Barons with their final single for the Imperial label and Don't Walk Out, recorded on the 6th of January in Los Angeles, but Imperial didn't issue the single until July. The Barons were one of those unsung West Coast vocal groups that thankfully Imperial released 5 singles on. I'm Matt the Cat and we're featuring part 9 of the Imperial record story and the second half of 1956. Let's stay with the vocal group sound and go from Los Angeles over to Cincinnati. These are the Victorials, who were named after the Crown Victoria car. Harold Davis is on lead, Cedric Cox at first tenor, Charles Godfrey second tenor, Willis Miller singing baritone, and Clyde Giles with the bass. Here on the second half of 56, we're definitely seeing that Imperial Records is trying to spread out a little bit beyond just Los Angeles and New Orleans. So from Cincinnati, here are the Victorials with I Get That Feeling.
I get that feeling when you're dancing. I get that feeling for romancing. I get that feeling when we're dancing.
I get that feeling when we are dancing. I get that feeling for romancing. I get that feeling that you'll always be mine. Please let me dream on, don't wake me up yet. Now while the music's playing, don't wake me up yet. Please let me dream on in this wonderful dream. In a frantic world we spin around, our hearts as gay as robins in the spring. As we look into each other's eyes and then your lips are touching mine,
how soon will this enchantment
end? Please let me dream on, don't wake me up yet. Now while the music's playing, don't wake me up yet. Please let me dream on in this wonderful dream.
Spin around our hearts as gay as robins in the spring.
to each other's eyes, and then your lips are touching mine.
How soon will this enchantment end?
Oh, please let me dream on. Don't wake me up yet. Now while the music's playing, don't wake me up yet.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker, Michael Carter, and contributors Carmine Mastrogiovanni, Davide Motta, Gary Cipollone. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
Miss Rosa here, keeping the tubes warm and the drinks cool at the Juke in the Back.
Female vocal group called the Honeybees with Endless, recorded on June 18th of 56. It was issued by Imperial Records in July. That was Imperial Record number 5400. And you know, the Honeybees sound a lot like the Cookies. They also recorded on Aladdin Records as the Gay Notes. They only had two singles for Imperial, and that was their first one. That song, Endless, would also be recorded by the McGuire sisters. And in the fall of 56, the McGuires peaked at number 52 on the pop chart with that one. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring part 9 of the Imperial Record Story, focusing on Imperial releases from the second half of 1956. Up next, another vocal group, this one from Oklahoma City. See, Imperial's really branching out. They call themselves the Dukes, and they recorded two singles down in New Orleans for the Imperial label. This song, Teardrop Eyes, was probably recorded on June 14th of 56 at Cosimo Matassa's new recording studio in New Orleans. His new studio was bigger than the one on Rampart Street. This one was located on Governor Nichols Street. He had moved to this bigger location in 55. Willie Moon is singing lead. Here are the Dukes with Teardrop Eyes.
Teardrop eyes are crying for you. Teardrop eyes, so lonely and blue. You said you only, then you left me blue and lonely. Now I'm crying for you. Teardrop eyes just cry lonely tears. Teardrop eyes will weep through the years. Come back to me, darling. These teardrops just keep falling. Please dry these teardrops. Teardrop eyes just cry lonely tears. Teardrop eyes will weep through the years. Come back to me, darling. Just keep falling. Please drop these teardrop eyes.
Teardrop
eyes. Sweetheart, don't you know that daddy loves you so? Sweetheart, can't you see your precious jewels to me? Your daddy's a little angel, daddy's little child, makes me feel real happy every time I see you smile. Oh babe, sweetheart, don't you know that daddy loves you so? Every time I see you smile, oh babe, sweetheart, don't you know that daddy loves you so?
Lester Williams, who briefly came into fame back in 1952 when he recorded the tune I Can't Lose with the Stuff I Use for Specialty Records. After that record had made its splash, Lester had a hard time following it up. Up to this point, he had mainly recorded in Houston, but he recorded that one in June of 56 down in New Orleans with Dave Bartholomew. Lester was born in Galveston, Texas in 1920, and after a brief stint at the New England Conservatory in Boston to study piano and voice, he moved back to the Houston area where he picked up the guitar. He started writing songs, and in 1949 began recording for the Macy's recording label. After his records for Imperial didn't go anywhere, Lester Williams went back to Houston, where he played the clubs and remained active until his death at 70 in 1990. Up next is a fantabulous Los Angeles session pianist. We heard him first on last week's program. It's Ernie Freeman. And next week, when we feature Imperial Records from 1957, Ernie Freeman will be back with the record he's most known for. But let's hear another groovy Ernie Freeman instrumental. Here he is with Walkin' the Beat.
Thank you.
The great Smiley Lewis with Down Yonder We Go Ballin', baby. That was written by Dave Bartholomew and his wife, Pearl King. And recorded on August 4th of 56, it unfortunately did not make the charts. Even though his hit-making days are through, he's still putting out solid records. I'm at the catch, your furry leader, hitting you with the big beat jive that keeps me alive, baby. It's the juke in the back. And part 9 of the Imperial Records story, 1956. And this next record is real, real gone. Like one of those extra special records that I just enjoy playing. And really, it's why I do these shows. I mean, we could listen to Fats Domino records all day. But when you have a record like this next one popping up, man, this is why you listen. This is a song you will never hear on the radio. It's by a lady named Gloria Jean Pitts. She wrote this tune, I Don't Stand No Quittin', and she recorded it sometime in August of 56 in Los Angeles. She recorded 4 songs for Imperial, but 2 of them to this day remain unreleased. So she only had 1 Imperial record, and right around the same time that she was recording this for Imperial, she recorded a different version of it for the Music City label, which remained unreleased until just a few years ago when Ace Records out of the UK put it out. And if that hasn't perked up your ears, I hope this will. Here's Gloria Jean Pitts with I Don't Stand No Quittin'.
When I met your daddy, you were ragged and thin, but only buy a meal every now and then. I make it sharp as any cat could be. Now you try to move to that other chick from me. I don't stand no quittin'. Don't stand no quittin'. Can't stand no quittin' cause I'm in love with you. You know I love you, daddy. I'll always treat you right. I'm a joker man both day and night. Give you my loving and all of it too. You got to dance by my music and never tell me you're through.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Imperial Records, and let's hear another one from the star of the show, Fats Domino. This is one of the rare occasions where Fats recorded outside of New Orleans. In June of 1956, he was recording at Master Recorders in Los Angeles. This tune was written by Dave and Fats and intended to be the A-side. But soon jocks began flipping it over
and Blueberry Hill, the original B-side, took over. Still, Honeychild went to number 2 on the rhythm and blues lists. And it's this week's Great 78. Another Stone Cold hit from Fats Domino. Here's Honeychild.
You were living with wonderful charm, but I love to hold you in my own. Only you can thrill me like you do. So hold that kiss for a long, long while. You know I love you, Honeychild. I love to hear you whisper low. You know you really thrill me so. Only you can thrill me like you do. So please don't put me on that shelf. You know I cannot help myself. I am happy as a baby boy. You ain't nothing but a bundle of joy. Only you can thrill me like you do. Bend your legs and pigeon-toed. You know I love you, goodness knows. You a devil with wonderful charm, but I love to hold you in my arm. No one can thrill me like you do. So hold that kiss for a long, long while. You know I love you, honey child. I am happy as a baby boy. You ain't nothing but a bundle of joy. Only you can thrill me like you do. Bend your legs and pigeon toes. You know I love you, goodness knows.
I'm Bobby the Bobcat, and I'm jumping and jiving with Matt the Cat in the Juke in the Back.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill. Still on Blueberry Hill, it lingered until my dream came true. The wind in the willow played love's sweet melody. Love's sweet melody, but all of the vows you made were only to be. So we're apart.
Well, there you go. The biggest hit of Fats Domino's long and storied career. Recorded on the 27th of June, 1956, at Master Recorders in Los Angeles, California. One of the very few recordings made outside of New Orleans. Now, it was a long day of recording, but they had run out of original material. So against Dave Bartholomew's wishes,
Fats insisted on recording Blueberry Hill. Dave didn't think the song would work, and he said it had been overdone. It had been recorded too many times since its debut in 1940. Music was written by Vincent Rose, with lyrics written by Larry Stock and Al Lewis. In 1940, both Sammy Kaye and Glenn Miller had hits with it. Then it came back in 1949 when Gordon Jenkins and Louis Armstrong recorded it. Fats Domino loved Louis Armstrong's version, and it was one of Fats' father's favorite songs. So Fats wanted to do it. They ended up taking two different takes of Blueberry Hill and spliced them together. The master that was made for the 78 was not damaged. However, if you bought this on 45 when it came out, you may remember that it had a little glitch in it, a sort of wow sound created by the stretched master tape. They would correct it later, but the original 45s sounded like this.
Put all of those vows we made, or never.
Honey Child was recorded at the same session and intended to be the A side, but the jocks flipped it over, and soon Blueberry Hill was taken over. Bartholomew asked Lou Chudd not to put it out. He said it was no good. A couple of weeks later, Lou Chudd called Dave Bartholomew up and said, "Keep recording those no good records because this one just sold 3 million. It remained on the charts for 23 weeks and on November 3rd, 1956, peaked at number one on the Rhythm and Blues chart for 11 weeks. Now that was on the Disc Jockey Airplay chart. On the bestsellers chart and jukebox chart, it was only number one for 8 weeks on each of those charts. Blueberry Hill crossed over to a whopping number two on the pop chart. Fats Domino, with all of his hits and all of his success, never had a number one pop record. But who was playing in Los Angeles at that June 27th session? Well, Fats was on piano, Eddie Silva's and Buddy Hagen's were on tenor sax, Wendell Ducange on alto, Walter Nelson on guitar, Lawrence Guyton on bass, and Cornelius Coleman on the tubs. What a monumental record, and one that would inspire more versions, as Elvis recorded a version of Blueberry Hill in 57. I hope you're digging this week's program, Cats and Kittens, as we focus on part 9 of the Imperial Record story and the second half of 1956. Well, we just heard from Fats. Why don't we hear from his buddy Dave Bartholomew now? This one was recorded 12 days before Blueberry Hill was, back on June 15th of 56, but it was recorded in New Orleans. Here's another great Dave Bartholomew number that does not get the respect it deserves. Feast your ears on this, baby. Here's Loving You on the Juke in the Back.
Loving you can be so good when you love me dear the way you should. Oh, hug me, squeeze me, kiss me again. Loving you can be so good. Squeeze me, baby, please once more. Make your loving sweet before you go. Oh, love me, thrill me, kiss me again. Squeeze me, baby, please once more. You told me that you love me and want me to be true. But if you want me all alone, here's what you've got to do. Hold me, darling, oh so tight. Do it morning, noon, and night. Oh, tease me, please me, kiss me again. Hold me, darling, oh so tight. To be true, but if you all alone. Here's what you've got to do. Hold me, darling, oh so tight. Do it morning, noon, and night. Oh, tease me, please me, kiss me again. Hold me, darling, oh so tight. Because loving you can be so good.
I got a love burning way down deep in my soul for you. I got a love burning way down deep in my soul for you. Don't you know this love is burning me so bad? If I can't love you, baby, I'll go mad. Got a love burning way down deep in my soul for you. I'm so tired and lonely, oh, but I feel so blue. I'm so tired and lonely, oh, but I feel so blue. On my bending knees, begging you, please come home. Things have been the same since you've been gone. I got love burning way down deep in my soul for you. I really do believe you've gone and found a love that's new. I really do believe you've gone and found a love that's new. Don't care how long you've gone, how long you stay, baby, please come back to me someday. I got love burning way down deep in my soul for you.
That's a solid sender from Johnny Fuller. Deep in my soul, baby. Mr. Johnny kicked off the show with Don't Slam That Dough. And now he's back with an Imperial record hand-selected from a session held in New Orleans on August 21st, 1956 with Dave Bartholomew's band. Up next, Ruth and Al want to take you to their real gone party. It spins off Imperial 5414, and it's on the Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Let's you and me go walking, strolling through the park. We will find a cozy spot and relax until it's dark.
Then we'll take in a movie and enjoy the show. Holding hands and kissing till it's time to go to the real gone party. Just you and me. To the real gone party. To the jamboree.
Everyone will be there. All the tickets have been sold. And the platters will be spinning to the rock and roll.
Although the place is crowded, packed from wall to wall, we'll rock until it's over and really have a ball. At the real gone party, just you and me. At the real gone party, at the jamboree.
show, holding hands and kissing till it's time to go to the real darn party, just you and me. To the real darn party, to the jamboree.
Ruth and Al with Real Gone Party. But who is this Ruth and Al? Well, it's Ruth Durand with Al Reed. Oh man, that record makes me really excited because as soon as it starts, I know who's playing the drums. Maybe you're a drummer too and you can recognize the style, but there is no doubt that is Earl Palmer on the skins. Lee Allen's on the tenor, Red Tyler on the Barry, Salvador Doucette on piano, Walter Nelson, guitar, Frank Fields on bass, and we know who's banging them tubs. Palmer would soon leave for the West Coast and become one of the most recorded studio drummers in history. That was recorded in New Orleans in August of 56. Well, cats and kittens, that wraps up 1956, or part 9 if you're keeping score at home, of the Imperial Records story. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed the show. Of course, we're going to be back next week, where we'll start to wrap it up, because next week in part 10, we're going to have the first half of 1957. And then the series will close in part 11 with the end of 57. Until then, remember, soul, it's a feeling, and you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues right here on the Juke in the Back. Well, let's close it down with the second and final record released on the Dukes, who only had one recording session for Imperial. It occurred on June 14th of 56. They issued this one in September. Let's close it down with the Dukes doing Cotton Picking Hands. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and I'll catch you next time for part 10. Bye-bye.
100 sturdy bales of cotton, old Johnny really scored this time. Now he and Cindy May can find some kind of play, and the rest of cotton pick your hand. 100 sturdy bales of cotton,
whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeinthebeck.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.